So, to begin, how did the civil war in Yemen begin? If you can give us kind of a short snapshot.
There's no short snapshot, I'm afraid. This is a situation that's been unstable for 40 years or so. We had two countries, North and South Yemen. After the 1989 and the changes globally, the two countries came together, but there was a civil war in the south, tried to secede, and then were sort of conquered by a bloke called Ali Abdullah Saleh, who ruled the country until a couple of years ago when he was effectively overthrown and by popular unrest. He then became an ally and maintained a lot of support in the armed forces and became an ally of the people called the Houthi, or Ansar Allah, who is a tribal group in the northwest of Yemen, in the hilly country.
So what are the major obstacles then from keeping the civil war from being resolved?
Well, the problem is the Houthi are slightly eccentric in religious terms. They don't fit any comfortable pattern. The Saudis and the Emiratis decided that they wanted to impose their own form of politics on the country, and they are being aided and abetted by Western countries, especially the US and the UK, but also including Australia, in maintaining a war which in fact they are on the ground are losing. But because they've got control of the airspace, they can bomb markets and funerals and weddings and whatever it is at random.
And obviously that's awful and it sounds terrible. And, you know, the conflict has been named the worst humanitarian crisis in the world. But why is that? What's different between Gaza and Syria to make the Yemen crisis the worst humanitarian crisis?
Well, I mean, this is a very violent crisis as opposed to Palestine, where the violence surges and then dies away, and it's more a violence of suffocation, I suppose. But in Yemen, it is, you know, there is fighting going on all the time. In the city of Hodeidah, which is a major port, there's fighting has been going on now for 6 months or more as the Saudi forces have been trying to capture the port. And so you've got the Saudis and especially the Saudis attacking civilian targets quite specifically, I think. I guess they're trying to break the will of the population force the population into resisting the Houthi. And so that's what it's a fairly heavy-handed approach.
Absolutely. And, you know, I would argue that we probably don't hear even enough about it, but we do hear a lot about the Palestine conflict, which you mentioned before. Why are we hearing so much less about the Yemen crisis?
Well, in part, I think it's I don't want to use the word conspiracy, so I won't, but the Western media tends to follow the lead of their political masters, and so the US and the UK governments are not particularly interested in talking about a dispute that they're involved in. It's also been swallowed up in the furore about Iran, and so the West has tried very hard to identify the Houthi with the Iranians, which is not correct. But there is an element of concern internationally about what's going on. So the US Congress, for example, has been trying to prevent Trump from selling more weapons to the Saudis. And there's a tussle going on in a sort of... Yemen seems to be the thing they're using to go after the administration's refusal to comply with their constitutional responsibility in terms of waging war.
And you mentioned before that Australia has had some kind of impact. To what extent is Australia involved in the Yemen crisis?
Well, I think there are, and I'm not entirely sure of this, but I think there are some mercenaries fighting there, because most of the Saudi and Emirati fighting is done by mercenaries. But also we've been selling material to the Saudis. And even though there are promises on the Saudis' part that they would never dream of using this weaponry or this material in the conflict, it's pretty sure that they violated such commitments with the Americans, and I suspect with Australia as well.
Well, Dr. Billingsley, that's all we have time for, but thank you so much for joining me this morning to kind of
You're very welcome.
Feed through this.